Hello, my name is Michael, and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
You have reached me on a landline, and I'm at home, so.
So are you on a cell phone or a landline?
A landline.
Okay, just a moment. And are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay, and are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
We were both employed by the media at one time, but we're both retired, and that goes back several years.
Okay. Just a moment. And now just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1941.
Just a moment. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I'm a college graduate.
And just for statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say that you are to vote in November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely?
No, very. I will vote.
Okay. Just a moment. And thinking about the upcoming November election for United States Congress, if election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
The Democratic candidate.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as Vice President?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
A lot. I totally approve.
And now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. So the first one is Gabe Vasquez.
Favorable.
Strongly or somewhat favorable?
Strongly.
Next, Kamala Harris.
Strongly favorable.
Next, Joe Biden.
Strongly favorable.
Next, Yvette Harrell.
Unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Next, Donald Trump.
I don't think they make a category low enough for that one.
Would you say it's strongly unfavorable?
Yes. If that's the best, lowest it'll go, yes.
And which of the following issues areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, it would be, I will read some options to you. The environment and climate change, taxes, protecting democracy, national security and foreign affairs, education, the economy and jobs, crime and drugs, abortion, illegal immigration and border security,
healthcare. You can protecting democracy.
Okay, just a moment. And protecting democracy, and the second one? Healthcare, government spending, and the debt, inflation, and cost of...
No, healthcare, that's a good choice.
Okay. And thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, with the 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
No, 10.
Now, thinking some more about this year's November elections, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Kamala Harris.
And would you say probably or definitely Kamala Harris?
Definitely.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Gay Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Vasquez.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Next, I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gay Vasquez. These are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gay Vasquez. And if it makes no difference to your vote, please say so. So the first one is, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors.
No difference. I don't even believe that. So.
Next, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court.
That's not true, but I'll just say it makes no difference.
Next, Gay Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools.
No difference.
And we're almost done. As crossing of our southern border rose, Gay Vasquez called that what's happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is ravaging on New Mexico.
No difference.
Gay Vasquez backed policies that encourage illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
No difference.
And Gay Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools.
Oh, crap, that's bullshit. But anyway, no difference.
And we're almost done. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayers-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants.
That's also bullshit, but it makes no difference.
Okay, and while crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gay Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border.
No difference. You can stop with these because most of them are true, and none of it would affect my vote in any case. So
I understand. I just need to read the options, but we're almost done. So even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gay Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities.
It makes no difference.
Gay Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats.
I'm going to end this because all these things are total bullshit. This is a push poll, and I don't care to get pushed.
I understand. So may I continue with the survey? Just a few more options. Hello? Continue?